devotional tonight. He heard me coughing, and he gives me a cough drop. And well, for my devotional, I want to talk about Monopoly money and vitamin G, and now a cough drop. And if you would, open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Well, actually, let me read a verse here in Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 3 first. So Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And so there in some other passages here in the book of Ephesians, Paul highlights one of the special things about living in compliance with Christ is the special family relationship we have. And what a great blessing that is. That's one of those blessings in Christ that we read about in chapter 1 of verse 13. And so what made me think about this, in case you weren't here and you don't know, I guess it was two Sundays ago in my sermon, I brought up the fact that when Christy and I were first married, right, over 34 years ago, so maybe a few months into marriage, we're playing Monopoly, and she landed on my boardwalk with a hotel, and it was $1,500, and she refused to pay it. And she had never paid it. And so I kind of mentioned that in the sermon. And then Sunday evening I came back and I said, you know what, I did the math on it. 5% interest for about 34 years, she owes me $3,900 in Monopoly money. Well, on our anniversary last week, we get a happy anniversary card. Thank you. And in that card, the Lassens covered her debt. $3,900. And so she no longer owes me. And I just thought, you know, how funny is that? How neat is that? You know, of course, not real money, but the thought behind it, right? And that's just something special within families, and I appreciate that. And along with, I'm coughing, I get a cough drop, right? So I do appreciate that, and that just made me think about the special bond that we have as a family. Just a small example of Monopoly money. Over in Ephesians chapter 5, I'm not going to read it all here, 15 through 21, right? Walk circumspectly. Verse 17, understand what the will of the Lord is. Verse 18, be filled with the Spirit. Verse 19, speak to one another in psalms and hymns. And right here, because we're told, verse 18 is a command, be filled with the Spirit. Right? That's the command. When it's followed in your Bible, whenever you get a command, it's followed by participles. It's telling you how to carry out the command. And in English, we can point out the participles with the ing. Right, so speaking to one another or singing. But then number two here is giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's vitamin G, vitamin gratitude, right? And so I'm doing a little study in Ephesians, and I get the Monopoly money, and I'm thinking about being grateful and all of that, and just some of the wonderful blessings that we have in Christ. Just highlighted here in this book, right? It's family and it's gratitude that keeps us strong. And with that being true, if someone here this evening has never obeyed the gospel, listen, you haven't been added to the family. Acts 2:47, you haven't been added to the church. The good news is you can be added to the Lord's church today. Do what they did in Acts chapter 2, right? Have a response of faith and be baptized into Christ. And the Lord adds you to his church, his body, the family. So if that applies to you, let's take care of that. Class can wait. We don't mind. If you've done that and along the way you lost your way and you want to start over, you just need prayers from your family. We'd love to do that. Show the love of God in our church family here. If you have any needs spiritually, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.